This podcast of Martini Shot is a production of KCRW Santa Monica and KCRW.com. Support this free service by September 5th, and you could win a Mini Cooper S convertible. Go to KCRW.com for details.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. They say that moments before your death, your life will flash before your eyes. Now, I'm here to tell you that this is not strictly true. See, I went to Hawaii recently because I wanted to learn how to surf. I've lived in L.A. for almost 17 years, and most of them spent steps away from the beach. And I've always wanted to be one of those wet-suited guys, you know, fast-trotting along the beach path, long boards under their arms, heading out to catch the killer waves or awesome breaks or unreal curls or, you know, whatever it is those guys are talking about. What they are talking about, I now know, is the incredible feeling of standing on a 9-foot piece of curved fiberglass, wind in your face, riding a foaming mass of water as it races to land. I mean, I guess that's what they're talking about. I spent a lot of my time paddling furiously against the current until my arms hung loosely off my shoulders like empty shirt sleeves. And then, exhausted from paddling, I frantically tried to position a slippery, unwieldy platform to catch a giant wave, which, if I was lucky enough to catch, would toss me into the air nanoseconds after I had barely managed myself into a lame-looking half-crouch. This is the part of the movie where I die, I thought, after a particularly fierce wipeout. And as another rolling wave crested into my face, I suddenly flashed on this. A year or two ago, during a casting session for a new TV series I was working on, I ran into a former high school classmate. I had just stepped out to refill my coffee, and there she was, still ravishing, sitting with a dozen or so other actresses, ready to audition for me, my producing partner, and our casting staff. "Hey," I shouted. "Hey," she shouted back. "How long has it been?" I asked. And then I felt her hand close tightly around my wrist. "Do you have a sec?" she asked. Then she whispered frantically, "See, I play 23, 24, okay? Excuse me? I'm 24, 25 at the max." "But we were in the same high school class," I said, not getting it. And then she looked at me for a moment, eyes wide and fierce, like she was trying to drill her meaning into my head. "Oh," I said. "It's just, you know, the business," she said, with a little eye roll and a shake of the head. "Well, you know, should I pretend not to know you?" "Oh, God," she said. "Would you? That would be fantastic of you." So as I climbed, exhausted and humiliated, back on my surfboard, I wondered what I must look like from the shore, a tragically, obviously unfit non-athlete battering himself against a force of nature that can pulverize rock into sand and swallow late 30-ish, okay, early 40-ish guys like me for breakfast. Or did I look like a heroic, romantic idealist, a guy who refused to let time and advancing age hold him back from his mighty quest? I might even have looked to the beach folks squinting into the Hawaii sun like a young man, like a 24 or 25-year-old guy who, you know, half trots along the beach path in his wetsuit. "Ah, to hell with this," I thought. And I went back to the hotel and I drank a great many Mai Tais. Because I don't need to go on vacation to learn how to paddle against the current. I don't need to fly 5 hours to Hawaii to feel the sensation of fighting an impossible tide. That, in a nutshell, is what Hollywood is all about. Flailing, wiping out, beating against the waves, all for a few moments of effortless, windswept gliding along the crest, all for the people on the beach to shield the sun from their eyes and point and say, "Look at that guy. What is he like, 20? That's it for this week. Next week, we will wear two hats. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.